Warning: the following podcast contains graphic descriptions of sex between two men. Listener discretion is advised.
Name: Tegan Ajim. Type of customer: beta tester. Product I wish to review: Little Rooster. Comments: while the Little Rooster seems like a fun thought, the actual concept just doesn't come through. The buttons to set the time on the device are both hard to see and figure out. The alarm also doesn't possess much of a buzz. Most mornings I slept through it. It's a cute gimmicky item, but too lackluster of a product for me to actually want to spend money on. What do you want, Nathan?
Just came by to ask what you're doing after work.
He can't be suggesting what I think he is. I'm going home, like I always do. Why do you care?
I don't know. I thought maybe we could catch up.
I can feel my entire body go red before I can even get the words out. You're fucking unbelievable! You sleep with me? Pretend I don't even exist for about a month afterwards, and now you expect me to let you come near my ass again? It makes me even angrier how he stands there, mouth agape, as if he didn't expect me to call him out on his bullshit.
What's the big deal? Did you think I wanted a relationship? I'm sorry, but I don't do that. I thought you knew.
Really? Then explain your boyfriend.
Oh, Kyle? Yes, he's gorgeous, but he's nothing compared to you in between the sheets.
He's close now. I can feel the heat of his breath brushing up against my cheeks. I want my body to recoil in disgust, but it still remembers. His calloused fingers, his lips against mine, that feeling of being wanted.
Of course. A man who loves to eat would be good with his mouth.
And just like that, my heart drops into my protruding stomach. I lean over to whisper in his ear, "Sorry, but my pants only have enough room for one asshole." See you next week, Nathan. I lie on my couch, wondering where it all went wrong. I'll be turning 30 next year, and so far, I've never been in a real relationship. Maybe I shouldn't have been such a slut in high school, but could you blame me? I went around the school being known as the tubby kid that everyone picked on until senior year hit, and I was a tubby kid that everyone wanted to practice on. Yes, being known as the school's doorknob wasn't ideal, but it was nice being wanted for a change. I expected my hoeing years to stop in college. People were more open-minded there, right? I could get a boyfriend who could look past my weight, who didn't just see me as a glory hole, who actually cared about me. But it was more of the same. Oh, sure, I had a ton of guys who loved my mouth and ass, but they wouldn't be caught dead with me in broad daylight. Maybe I'll start diet 206 tomorrow. So, let's see. I paid my landlord last week, so it's either my infinite amount of friends or... great. Just one more thing to remind me of how lonely I am. I open the door expecting to see my same old delivery guy, but instead, I'm greeted by a literal god. The first thing that catches my eyes is how huge he is. Not huge like me, but muscles. Muscles everywhere on his body. His massive brown thighs look like he will rip the seams off his tan shorts with just one kick of his leg.
Sir?
Sorry. For me?
Yes, sir. I just need you to sign here.
His giant calloused hands touch his mind to give me the stylus. Ah, my cock twitches.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
I give myself a pat on the back for at least waiting 3 seconds. You know, before I stare at his ass. Name, Taganachim. Type of customer, beta tester. Product I wish to review, fat boy. Comments. Speaking as someone who's on the short side, the fat boy was a bit too much, even for me. It made me feel like a big awkward mess. It lacks a lot of pressure that makes it hard to feel how hard I'm going and where I'm going, and just using it alone doesn't give much of a sensation either. I smooth out the fur on my clothes, feeling like a fool for doing so. I mean, what are the odds he would show up 2 days in a row?
Hi, I have a few packages for Taganachim.
Apparently, the odds were in my favor.
yeah, that's me. I'll take them.
I attempt to lift one box, but I can barely get an inch off the ground before I give up and set it back down. What did the company send me that could weigh so much?
Yeah, they're pretty heavy.
Just his laugh alone causes my stomach to flutter.
I can place them inside your room if you want.
Sure. Go ahead. I move aside and watch as the postman places the boxes in my room one by one. Every time he bends over, I'm given a nice view of his shapely ass. I still don't know what the company sent me, but at least I have some new winking material to use for it.
Well, that's the last of them.
Thanks.
No problem. Have a good afternoon.
And once again, he's off. Name, Taganachim. Type of customer, beta tester. Product I wish to review, Maestro. Comments. I've yet been able to try out the Maestro because I can't figure out how to assemble it. I'm the one who's supposed to be hard here, not the directions. Insert slot A into slot Q? But these only go up to M. Coming. Oh, I'm actually surprised this time. I could call two times a coincidence, but three times is just tempting fate.
Yes, I have a package for... Is that the package I delivered a few days ago?
Yeah?
It looks kind of difficult to put together. Do you need any help?
Really? I mean, sure, if you want. It is then, at that moment, that I remember what type of machine he'd be dealing with. Can you hold on for 1 second? I search the floor frantically. Most of the parts look normal, and if I'm the one reading the manual, it'll be easier to hide what the device is. However, there is one crucial part of the machine that could give it all away. Aha! There you are. I pick up the pink silicone dildo and quickly go hide in my bedroom. I sit on the ground reading the manual as the bronze Adonis follows my every word. Now and then his shirt rises, causing me to get a glimpse of his sculpted stomach. I'm torn between enjoying the view or making sure my shirt covers my round and flabby one. I really appreciate this.
Joseph.
God, even his smile's radiant. Screw in the bolts next to hole number two. Do you always do these kinds of things for your customers?
No, you're my first. I wouldn't normally have time to do this during my work hours. However, since you are my last stop for today, I don't mind.
I watch as he wipes some sweat away from his thick eyebrows. I lick my lips as I wonder how those droplets would taste on my tongue.
Would it bother you if I took off my shirt?
Yes, please! Sure, I don't mind. His pecs on his chest are so massive and plump. His abs are so defined and slender. And is that a tattoo on the center of his chest? God, I'm a sucker for a man with tattoos. Nice.
I'm sorry, what?
Idiot! Nice. You're a really nice person.
Yeah, my friends often say I'm too nice. Say I should stop or I will let people walk all over me.
No, don't do that. This world is already filled with enough assholes. Slide slot H into slot J.
I take it you're not a people person.
More like people aren't a Tagen person.
I don't agree with that. I think I'm becoming one.
He says that while smiling from cheek to cheek. I am in serious trouble. And I think we're done.
Are you sure? I can't help but feel like something's missing. Is there supposed to be something that goes right here?
My cheeks flush as Joseph points his spot where the dildo's supposed to be placed at.
No. It's fine. The instructions say so.
What is it supposed to be exactly?
Man, it's getting late. Don't you have to go back to your job or something?
Oh man, you're right. I have to go clock out or my boss will have my ass.
To my disappointment, he puts his shirt back on. Before you go, let me give you money or something. You know, to thank you for helping me.
I attempt to get my wallet out, but he gently places his hand over mine.
Don't. I offered to help. Besides, I'm not allowed to take money from customers anyway. Have a good night.
And I'm left alone in my apartment once again.
Name, Tagen Achin. Type of customer, beta tester. Subject, product I wish to review. Maestro. Comments. Holy shit! I'm into rough sex, but this machine is ridiculous. It seems to only have two settings. Extremely fast, and Jesus take the wheel. I love a fast fuck, but I love my asshole more. I will not be using this product anytime soon.
With each package, I got to see Joseph more and more. We even started having conversations during the deliveries, causing me to learn much about him. For example, I found out the reason Joseph seemed to be the only person who delivered anymore was because Joseph's job had made cutbacks. Luckily, he's one of the few employees who got to stay, but now he's doing twice the work. Joseph isn't only my delivery man, he's the entire neighborhood's. I also learned that he's in college and working to become an oceanographer, that his birthday is in August, he has three sisters, he loves spicy food, and, well, you get the point. My heart, despite its previous lessons, quickly became enamored with him. Joseph is an 11 out of 10. Forget out of my league, he wasn't even in my solar system. And yet, my chubby self couldn't help imagining us walking hand in hand in the park on a lazy Sunday afternoon. I need to put a stop to these feelings before something bad happens. Something's wrong. Why does he look nervous?
Hi.
And that's why I noticed the damaged box in his hands.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but the package just arrived at our office looking like this. You can file a complaint, or call headquarters, or...
Calm down. Accidents happen. As long as the contents inside are okay, everything's fine. With the stuff I receive, I'm sure a few bumps and bruises on the box won't have damaged it.
Thank God. I was worried you would be upset about this. I didn't want things to be awkward between us.
I grabbed the box, and... well, something bad happens. I feel the weight of the box shift before hearing something falling out and hitting the ground. Hard. I pray that whatever fell out isn't too obvious, that Joseph won't be able to figure out what it is. However, considering how he's staring at the ground all bug-eyed, I doubt I'm so lucky. So, I look down to see a huge, massive, black dildo lying in between the two of us.
I should go.
And he's gone before I can even get a coherent word out. Name, Tagen Achin. Type of customer, beta tester. Product I wish to review, packaging. Use stronger packaging! So, It's been 2 weeks, and so far, no Joseph. I had one good thing going in my life, and I fucked it up. I like to fool myself into thinking it's because the company stopped sending me packages for the moment. Like, he wouldn't put his job on the line just to avoid me, right? But I know better. Nathan used all his sick days in his effort to avoid me at work after we hooked up. Speaking of which, Nathan's been a bigger asshole than usual since I turned him down. He keeps doing things, like making snide comments towards me during teachers' meetings, pretending to be busy when I have to talk to him about something work-related, accidentally bumping into me in the halls. If I wasn't so bummed out about the whole Joseph thing, I would probably find his behavior humorous. I've been trying the cabbage soup diet this time. So far, the only thing it's been making me lose is my mind. I need real food. I need to get to the cafeteria.
Now, if you could just sign here.
My body freezes. He's there. Right there. Delivering a package at the secretary's desk. Do I talk to him? Walk by as if I don't notice him? Hide in my office? Oh shit, it's too late. He's coming this way.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you work at this college?
Yeah, I'm a professor here. Geoscience.
About last time.
You go first.
No, you.
No, really, you first.
So, who's this?
Fucking asshole snuck up behind me. Why are you here?
Why am I here? Why are you here talking to some delivery boy when you should be working?
It's my fault. I'm the one who spoke to him first.
Joseph, you don't have to apologize to him. It's not like he's my boss or anything.
Joseph, so you know each other.
Seriously? He's glaring? This is pathetic, even for him. Yeah, he's my friend? Shit! Why did I say friend? Does Joseph even see me that way?
Friend? I'm sure he's your friend. You have many friends, don't you?
Asshole!
I'm sorry, is there a problem here?
No one was talking to you, boy toy.
What did you just call me?
I know I should be worried about a fight breaking out, but I can't help but think how Joseph's authoritative tone would be more suited in the bedroom. I turned to Nathan, who seems to be paler than usual. Apparently, he hadn't taken notice of Joseph's size until now.
Nathan, go, or you'll only end up getting embarrassed or worse.
Fine.
Who was that guy?
A mistake.
I'm getting bad vibes from him. What time do you get off?
Is he about to... why?
Nothing. It's just that I don't trust that guy. Hate for you to have to work late with him.
Of course he isn't. Nathan? He's more bark than bite. You don't have to worry about him. Besides, I get off at 5 anyways. He then takes out a pen and writes something down on his clipboard.
Here, take this. It's my phone number.
I can feel my cheeks turning red.
You know, just in case that guy tries to pull something. Damn, I have to go. See ya.
I watch him leave. My eyes linger on his ass like always. I don't know how in just a few days I went from dropping a dildo in front of him to getting his phone number, but go me, I guess. I was supposed to get off at 5, but then I remembered I had some overdue test papers to grade. It's now 6:30, and I can't help but notice that Nathan seems to be working late as well. He usually gets his work done in about an hour or so before it's time to go, so it's a bit odd that one of the few times I'm staying late, he's staying late too.
Now and then he takes quick glances into my office, like he's checking to see that I'm still here.
Yeah, that doesn't seem weird at all. Should I call him? I shouldn't. This is dumb. Nathan's being a weird little shit, but he hasn't done anything. Besides, I'm a grown man. I can take care of myself. He's near my door again. This time he pretends to tie his shoes, but I can see his beady little eyes peering into my office. Oh, fuck this. He probably wouldn't have come anyway. I wait until Nathan has to use the bathroom and bolt. Once I get to the parking lot, I feel relieved. That is until I hear footsteps behind me. Nathan, why are you following me?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. First, I had to deal with your passive-aggressive attitude all week. Now you're stalking me. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's just... Why won't you go out with me?
Go out? I thought you just wanted to fuck.
But it can be more than that. I want to be with you now. Truly. I'll even dump my boyfriend if that's what you want.
Was he always this pathetic? This desperate? What did I ever see in him? Go home, Nathan. Talk to your boyfriend. See a therapist. Do anything. Just leave me alone.
Wait!
He grabs on so tightly to my wrist that... Oh, I think he might break it. My heart's racing with fear now. I've never seen him this way before. I think about yelling, but before I can even do it...
He said go home.
I was just...
Leaving.
Yeah.
You came.
I saw I had a missed call, so I came over. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't think he will have done anything serious, but thanks for coming regardless.
So, I guess I should be going.
Do you want to get something to drink?
The words are out of my mouth before I can even stop them. What the hell was I thinking? He wouldn't want to...
Yeah, where to?
I'm sorry about Nathan, for what he said earlier. The whole boy toy thing.
Don't be. It seems like he was trying to get more at you than at me with that comment. Was he an ex?
Something like that. Nathan, like so many guys before him, always wanted to have sex with me, but never commit. Sorry if you didn't want to hear about all this gay stuff.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm gay myself.
Oh?
Yes, and from one gay guy to another, stop going for men who only want you for sex.
Oh, I've tried looking for them. Unfortunately, no man out here wants to be with a big fat ass like me.
Well, if it helps, I think your ass is...
He pauses, and I notice his cheeks are now slightly red. From alcohol or something else, I can't tell.
I think this beer is hitting my brain a little too fast. Still, you shouldn't let men use you like that.
Well, it's not always bad. I mean, I have needs too.
So take care of them yourself. You don't need to fuck men to get off. I mean, don't you have that dildo?
Ah, finally, the elephant.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Don't be. It was gonna come up eventually.
Look, Tegan, whatever you do in your home is your own private business. It's not my place to judge whether you stick a dildo up your ass or
an extender on my dick?
What?
I don't know if it's because of the cute, shocked expression on his face or the cheap beer, but I suddenly feel like revealing it all to him. All of those packages you've delivered have been sex toys. A company sends me their products to test out. I review them, and in return, I get a little bit of extra spending money.
Wow. How did you get a job like that?
Well, when you fuck a lot of guys, stuff gets around. Somehow, a local toy company got word of me and thought I would be the perfect one to test out their products.
Sounds like a fun job.
Not really. Many of the stuff they send me aren't good, hence the need for testing. In fact, I don't think a single product from the company has gotten me off this past month.
So, every single package I delivered to you was a...
Yep.
Then what was that thing I helped you build in your room a few days ago?
I nearly choke on my beer.
Well?
I don't know of a better way to explain it than to just say the machine is meant for fucking. That missing part you noticed was where a dildo was supposed to be inserted.
So there are really such things as a sex machine. I never knew there were so many types of sex toys. I just thought it was mostly vibrators and anal beads and stuff. I have another package in the company's car I'm supposed to deliver to you tomorrow. And I have to admit that I'm a bit curious to see what's inside of it now.
This is not what I was expecting. I expected him to be gross or weirded out, but he sounds... interested?
Are you sure you should drink so much? Don't you have to drive home?
Don't worry. I don't drive to work anyway. My house is within walking distance from here and the school.
Right, we're in the same neighborhood. I make so many deliveries, they all start to look the same.
I take another swig of my beer, needing it to give me the confidence to ask the next question. Joseph, have you ever used a sex toy before?
What?
His cheeks are pink. It's cute. It's just that you seem interested, that's all.
So it is that obvious, huh? No, I haven't. But then again, I never had sex either.
What?
Oh, it's not like I'm against it. Not saving myself for marriage or anything.
Then why? I mean, you're so attractive.
Thanks.
he winks at me. And now my cheeks are the ones that are pink.
But it's not my looks that prevent me from having sex. Or maybe they are? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Try.
Guys see me, see this body, and expect me to be some kind of sex god. The second they find out the most experience I've ever had has been with my right hand, they leave me. You don't know how many relationships I've been in where the person dumps me once they find out I'm a virgin. People, am I right?
Yeah. People. A virgin. Joseph is a single, sweet, gay virgin, and with a body like that to top it off. Who are those idiots that just let a man like this slip between their fingers? I rub the bulge that's growing at the front of my pants as I imagine all the things I could teach Joseph in a single night. The dildo I hadn't bothered to touch since the day of the incident is lying on the coffee table nearby, its presence mocking me. It's called the Bandit and will apparently be a real hit with customers. I doubt it, considering the quality of the last few items the company has delivered, but then again, how can a sex toy factory fuck up something as simple as a dildo? I grab a bottle of lube from the drawer nearby and coat the massive thing. Normally, I wouldn't need as much preparation, but the toy was a bit intimidating, even for me. I sit on the couch, raise my legs, and allow the head of the beast to breach my ass. I take a deep breath before pushing it in further. Oh, I feel the toy stretching the inner walls of my ass. The dildo feels gentle compared to some of the others in the past I've used. It feels fleshy, squishy, and almost lifelike. I take the dildo halfway out of my ass before slamming it back in again.
Yes.
I close my eyes and allow my mind to take over. I shove the dildo harder and faster inside me, imagining it just not as a piece of silicone, but instead as Joseph's hard dick.
And then I hear it. I forgot to lock the fucking door.
Hey, Tegan. Since I was already in the area...
He's standing in the doorway, frozen in place, mouth agape, package in hand. I lie on the couch, my dildo-filled ass sticking straight out at him. He's stuttering. He looks ready to run, and yet, I can see his eyes lingering on my ass. There's a certain fire behind them. Did he lick his lips?
I should go.
No, wait.
Are you all right?
I look up, and I'm greeted with Joseph's crotch into my line of vision. His giant bulge is stretching the front of his zipper. My hands move before my brain can even realize what I'm doing. I run them over the tent of his pants, feeling the heat of his cloth-covered dick.
Tegan?
Please. I've completely lost it, and I don't care. I've already fucked it up way too many times with him. It's time to take my chance while I have it.
I want to.
He wants to?
But I told you, I'm not any good.
I don't care. It's long and thick, with thin amounts of pre-cum
already bubbling at the top of its bulbous head.
Fuck.
I stroke his cock slowly at first. I want him to take on the feeling of having another person's hand on him. I watch his pre-cum drips down his shaft and onto the floor. I lick my lips in anticipation. I lean over and I suck on the head of his cock.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
I watch as he desperately attempts to reach for the couch cushions, table, drawer, anything he can hold onto as he rides this out. God, he is adorable. I grab a hold of one of his hands and place it on my head, hoping he'll get what I'm hinting at. His grip is hesitant at first, but before I know it, I feel a good chunk of my hair being pulled before being slammed face deep into his dark curls. My dick twitches with each slap of Joseph's balls hitting my chin. His dick is basically in my neck, pushing my throat to its breaking point. I don't think I'll be able to lecture tomorrow. His hands tighten in my hair, and I know it's coming next. I feel a minor squirt of cum hit my throat before a huge wave of the salty liquid floods my mouth. I unbutton his shirt and kiss my way up his stomach. I stop around his chest. His brown nipples are so hard and erect, just lying there, begging to be sucked on. So I do.
Hey.
Yes?
So far, you've had your mouth on every part of me except my mouth.
Are you asking me for a kiss?
Yeah.
So cute. Bed. Now. I grab a hold of his wrist and pull him towards my bedroom. The dildo is still inside me, giving my prostate a light tickle with each step. I decide not to take it out. Joseph is behind me and I want him to give a nice preview of what's to come. We make it to the bedroom and I lie down on the bed, pulling Joseph with me.
What do I do first?
He's nervous, but excited. Good. You see the nightstand over there? Reach inside and pull out the small bottle of lube.
This?
Yes. Now pour a good amount into the palm of your hand and cover yourself with it. Once again, he does as instructed, moving his hand up and down his length until it's glistening with lube. Yeah, that's it. Make sure you get it everywhere, especially on the shaft. I grab a hold of my thighs and spread my legs wide, allowing Joseph to get a good look at the toy inside me. Now, pull it out. There's a cheeky grin on my face as I watch his trembling hand reach for the base of the toy. He pulls it out of me, and my inner muscles have a second to relax before worrying about the next massive object that's about to be shoved in.
Now?
Fuck me.
Are you sure? I mean, don't you need preparation?
I'm far from a virgin. Plus, I had a dildo up my ass for a good minute. I'm more than ready. Please, I want you. Suddenly, my legs are now on his shoulders, and I can feel the tip of his cock touching the rim of my asshole.
Promise to tell me if it's too much, okay?
I promise. Oh, I feel his cock slowly stretching me open. The massive shaft pulses angrily inside me as the walls of my ass tighten around it.
It's so damn tight.
Oh, move. Please, move. Oh, his first few thrusts are experimental, as if making sure I'm not in pain. Then he grows bolder. I grasp tightly onto the sheets as I take every thrust. Oh, my toes are curled. Eyes are in the back of my head.
So good. So fucking good.
Oh, he feels so fucking amazing. I can feel his balls slapping against my hole as his monster's cock pounds deep into my ass. Fuck. Oh, shit. It's coming. I'm coming. Joseph. I can. I need to.
It's okay, baby. You can let go.
I feel my cum spray onto both his and my stomach. Joseph only gets a few more thrusts in before spilling himself deep inside me. A few seconds pass, and then minutes. I wonder how long it will take before Joseph makes up some excuse to leave, after realizing the mistake he just made.
Tegan?
Apparently, not long.
Will you go out with me?
I understand you don't want to. What?
I know I'm bad at sex, but I'll get better and—
Wait. First, Joseph, you're definitely not bad at sex. Second, why do you want to go out with me?
Why not?
I mean, look at me. I'm not exactly a catch.
Cute.
What?
Back at the bar, I was gonna call you cute because that's what you are. I'm sorry that all those other guys treated you like shit. They were dumbasses who didn't realize what they were letting go. I think you're beautiful, kind, and have some very interesting hobbies. I would like to get to know you better, if you would let me. You still haven't said anything.
Yes! Yes, I'll go out with you. Name? Tegan Ajim. Type of customer? Beta tester. Subject? Request. Comments? Do you have any products for couples?
Script and sound design was done by Chelsea of Chelsea Makes Podcasts. The voice actor for Joseph was GoGurtDude on Twitter. The voice actor for Tegan and Nathan was Kyle Nishimura, also known as @SplitSeams on Twitter. Artwork by @Ormanologies on Twitter. Bar music was The Lounge by Bensound and The Last Resort by Voodoo's Music Productions. Intro and credits by Naida. If you like this work, please consider going to cmakesp.wordpress.com. There you can find details of upcoming projects such as Fuck Humans. In order to live in harmony, humans and monsters are forbidden from having relationships with one another. Will this piece last? Find out by following the Twitter page @fuckhumans8.